This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 668, A Robot's Guide to Healthy Living by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And it's the middle of the week, and I'm not going to forget to give you an inspirational quote, kind of like I did last week. So here it is. Quote, "Should you encounter a problem along the way, change direction, but not your destination." Anonymous. And now that we've got that right positive mindset, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. A Robot's Guide to Healthy Living by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Does any of this sound familiar? Oh, I worked out today, so I earned this piece of cake. Or, I'll just have a few peanut M&Ms. Okay, one more. Or how about this? Calories don't count on your birthday. Or how about this one? That food is going to waste if somebody doesn't eat it. We humans are incredibly talented creatures. Unfortunately, one of the things we're most talented at is rationalizing irrational, counterproductive, unhealthy behavior. If you're in the process of trying to build new habits, your first 3 weeks are the most important. Succeeding in those 3 weeks will allow you to build momentum and give yourself the best chance of actually following through. If you spend those 3 weeks making compromises, rationalizing bad behavior with, "I earned this," you're far more likely to justify bad behavior later, falling apart and skidding back to square one. Today, you're going to become a robot. No, not some useless robot like C-3PO, sorry buddy, but more like an awesome robot like the Terminator, Optimus Prime, or the heroic J-5. Why robots rule. Robots don't have emotions. Yes, I understand that the day the robots become self-aware will be the day humankind is doomed. But until then, robots have to follow a set of rules that govern their behavior. If, then. For thousands upon thousands of equations and situations, if you tell a robot to beep every 30 minutes, it will beep every 30 minutes. If you tell it to compact the trash when you press a button, the trash will get compacted when you press that button. They don't think, they just do. They don't say, "just this once." They don't feel sorry for themselves. They don't give up after a breakdown. They get fixed and start working again. Now, obviously we are not robots, most of us anyway, and emotions are part of what make us so great, contrary to what the Tetragrammaton Council will tell you. However, emotions are what get in the way when we try to make healthy and positive changes to our lives. For that reason, today I want you to start thinking more like a robot. How to become an automaton. Create a set of rules that you'll live by for the next 3 weeks. If blank, then blank. Remove emotion from the equation until your decisions become automatic. Seriously, write down your rules. Here are some examples. If I am offered ice cream or cake at work, then I will say thank you, but I'm allergic. If I wake up and my alarm goes off at 7 a.m., then I will get out of bed immediately and go for a 15-minute walk. If I get hungry in between meals, then I will go get a really big glass of water and walk around the office. If I come home from work, then I will immediately go exercise before sitting down on the couch to watch TV. If I plan on losing weight, then I will only eat these foods and not anything else. Instead of dealing with the brain and our emotions that fight us every step of the way, you are now a robot. The decisions I just mentioned aren't depriving you of anything, it's just what you do now. This is the reason why very specific diets can be successful for so many people. Instead of eating smaller portions of foods that they know they have absolutely no defense against, they are only allowed to eat certain nutritious foods. No calorie counting, which requires willpower on its own to actually follow through. No, just one time. It's just what you do now. Another tip. Simple robots with one function are so much less complicated to repair and fix. Simple robots with one function don't break down as often, don't have as many moving parts, and are more likely to just work. So, be a simple robot. Don't try to make 180,000 new if-then rules to live by. It's too complex and your robot body isn't prepared for such a thing. Instead, pick one or two rules at a time that you will live by until those rules become habits, and then move on to new rules. Build a robot alliance. We try to be as efficient as possible. Over time, our brain uses less and less brain power to perform habits that we have built for ourselves, both good and bad. When you make a decision to start building a new habit or replace a bad habit with a good one, your brain and body will fight you every step of the way because it wants to follow the path of least resistance. Think your previous habits. For that reason, you need to start using every robot and machine at your disposal to help you turn those new thoughts into conscious decisions and then into automatic habits. Your alarm clock. No more snoozing, sucka. Put your alarm clock across the room and have it play the most annoying sound in the world. Think Dumb and Dumber. Set your alarm for the exact time you need to wake up and put the alarm across the room. Get out of bed, turn the alarm clock off, and immediately walk out of your bedroom. Heck, they even make alarm clocks to suit any need. I bet they work like a charm. If you work out in the morning, sleep in your workout clothes and put on your shoes at the kitchen table. Start blasting your epic playlist and get fired up. Immediately go outside for some fresh air and wake up. Your calendar. Believe it or not, I never used a calendar up until a few months ago. I just told myself what needed to get done every day, and then I did it. Eventually, after one too many missed interviews, botched meetups, and skipped workouts, I decided it was time to start using technology to my advantage, and it has worked wonders. If you are worried about, quote-unquote, not having time for your workouts this week, set up automatic alerts on your calendar and phone to let you know what time each day you'll be working out, and specifically exactly what workout you'll be doing. That way, you're not left up to your emotional side of, I'm too tired. Create automatic fail-safes. Struggle with actually getting to your workout on time? Deposit $500 in your friend's PayPal account and let him know for every workout missed over the next few weeks, he gets to withdraw $50. For every workout you do attend, he'll move $50 back into your account. Suddenly working out is the most lucrative thing you can do. Domo Arigato. The first few weeks of any new habit can suck royally, especially if they're replacing a particularly enjoyable and horribly unhealthy habit. Luckily for you, you can eliminate much of the willpower required to change by making rules for your body to follow. When in question, just ask yourself, does this break one of the rules I have laid out for myself? If so, then don't do it. Put fail-safes, automatic alerts, reminders, and whatever else you need to do to make positive changes. How are you going to become Mr. Roboto? What's one step you can take today to automate your positive habit changes? You just listened to the post titled, A Robot's Guide to Healthy Living by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. Steve's right that the first few weeks of a behavior change are the toughest. But what I want you to get out of your head is that it takes 3 weeks to master a new behavior. This is a complete myth. When it comes to exercise, we find that creating a new exercise habit takes about 1.5 times longer than trying to change anything else, like eating better. So that means it may take up to a full year to make your exercise behavior automatic. And I'm just like Steve, if I don't put my workout on my calendar, it won't happen. So I actually have to block off time because I'll always find something else to do. I could always spend time doing something else, like grading papers or preparing for my next lecture or catching up on Netflix, whatever it is. There's always an excuse. And so it's true, I actually schedule my workouts on my calendar, which then reminds me on my phone. And when Steve mentioned the if blank, then blank principle, that's actually textbook. And what I mean by that is there's a textbook that I use for my students called Self-Directed Behavior. And in there, they say, anytime you go off track, write this down. If I want to lose weight, then I need to ... The authors of that book say that this is one of the best ways to get back on track. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.